Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation on getting unstuck. Let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let's gently feather our nest. Settle in. Remember that comfort is queen. And now together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's allow our eyelids to gently float closed and take another long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently release it. And now begin to witness your breath. Watch it as it flows past your nostrils, into your throat, into your chest, and moves down towards your belly. Then continue to observe it as it begins to move back up into your sinuses and out again through your nose. Let's just watch it. Simply witness it. Become the silent witness of the universe breathing you. And as you witness your breath, notice your body beginning to relax. Just a little bit of anxiety drifting away. A little bit of stress releasing. Keep watching your breath and notice your mind starting to calm. There's nowhere else to be. There's nothing else to do except to be right here, right now, in this sacred, precious, present moment. As we move through our life, we may notice that we find ourselves getting stuck now and then. There's a hiccup or a pause. And this is actually a very nourishing process in your personal development. This is that cherished space which can act as the new launching pad, coming from a place of stillness, pulling back the bow, taking a breath, introducing a pattern interrupt into your path to give you a little extra boost, a little greater clarity, an opportunity just to take a long, slow, deep breath in before you launch into this next wave. But for some reason, sometimes we don't see that nourishing break as an opportunity to rejuvenate. We see it as if we'll always be trapped in that space, instead of seeing it as the rest up before the launch, as the stillness before the activity. Yogastha Kuru Karmani, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, establish yourself in the present moment and then perform action. Yet when we find ourselves in this yogastha, this present moment, in the middle of something that we're trying to achieve, we should celebrate that we have this moment to re-energize, pull back the bow, set ourselves for the next trajectory. But sometimes we see it as a giant pool of quicksand that we've entered, and we just can't seem to get out of it. We just can't inspire ourselves to take the next step. We fill our mind with thoughts of less than, or I can't do that, or what will it matter? And these are all illusions. These little voices in our head that tell us no, that we can't, or shouldn't, or aren't able to just move beyond the constriction. All illusions, all interpretations based on fear. And as we buy into that fear, it creates a lethargy and inertia to keep us mired in that space that we view as safe. But life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. The magnificence of your existence rests in your trusting that there's greatness beyond this moment, that the best truly is yet to come. So how do we get our mojo back? How do we get out of the funk and step into the brilliance of life? It starts with stillness, and then letting go of the constriction, releasing it, and then inviting this new intention into our life from a new starting point. It's getting clear on that intention, and then taking a step, leaning in, being bold, brave, and confident enough to take one baby step. And it's from that tiny baby step that bean by bean, the bag gets full. And we may not see it in that moment, but it requires patience and trust. So let's ground ourselves in this stillness. Continue to watch your breath as it moves in and out. And then notice that there's a little bit of space between the inhale and the exhale. That space between your breaths is pure stillness, pure silence. It's who you really are. The inhale and the exhale are activities, but the space between those breaths is pure stillness. So let's connect to that. Let's settle into that space. Don't do anything with it. Just notice it. Become aware of it. And settle into it between your inhale and your exhale. Let's get clear on something that's holding us back, some fear. Fear of success, fear of looking like a fool, fear of being embarrassed, fear of appearing vulnerable, fear of being judged or laughed at or commented about. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So what's the evidence? What's the false evidence that you envision in your mind right now? What are the things that someone will say? What is the perception that will surround your action? And ask yourself, realistically, do you want to be beholden to a person who would judge you? Shouldn't we only care about how we judge ourselves in a given moment? Remember, that person's in their dream and you're in your dream. There's absolutely no reason to pay their judgment any mind, but it's our fear that holds us in this space of inaction. So right now, give yourself permission to let go of that fear. Give yourself the opportunity right now to get a little lighter and release. So take a long, slow, deep breath in. Get clear on that fear, that blockage, that obstacle, and let's let it go as we breathe out. Let's do it one more time. Breathe in confidence. And release that fear. Release your anxiety. Release your concern over what someone else thinks or says. Let's do it again. Long, slow, deep breath in of strength. And let's release that weakness. Long, slow, deep breath in of courage. And let go of that fear. One long, slow, deep breath in. Fill yourself with confidence. And release uncertainty. Breathe in clarity right now. And let go of any confusion around your next step. And now notice that your heart is in a different space. Your heart is bold. Your heart is brave. Your heart is strong and full and wise. And that's where you'll take your step from, your heart. So now invite an intention into your heart, that steady, whole, perfect, and pure space. Allow your intention to come right into your heart. As you breathe in, feel your heart expand as you're inviting this intention into it. Feel your confidence and strength ripple through every cell in your body. Feel a sense of comfort fill you, pride in your decision, excitement, and expansion. That is who you are right now. Whatever has happened in the past, let all that go right now. Our attention's on the right here, the right now, in which you're bold, strong, courageous, and clear. Let's feel that strength ripple through every single cell in your body. With each inhale, feel the strength fill you, and with each exhale, feel whatever weakness has prevented you just slowly release. And now let's take it deeper. We'll use the mantra, Om. Hum. Om. Ah. Hum. Om. Ah. Hum. As we repeat this mantra, it's the perfection of mind, heart, and soul. Om. Ah. Hum. Chant it with me now. Om. Ah. Hum. And now begin repeating it silently to yourself. Remember that repetition of the mantra is gentle and relaxed, There's no need to force or concentrate. As you repeat the mantra, you may drift away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations. That's okay. Whenever you realize you've drifted away, just ever so gently drift back to Om. Ah, hum. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And now let's seal this perfection of our mind, our heart, and our soul by chanting Om, the hymn of the universe. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Serves you, bringing into your heart a deep intention and then stepping in the direction of that dream. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, and I'll see you in the gap.